Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes, I just got my bank statement and I see a charge for $59.89 that I did not authorize.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code, please?
28557.
And your first and last name?
It's Chris Johnson.
And can you verify that address for me, please?
1506 Evans Street, Morehead City, North Carolina.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me a moment. I'm waiting for the system to pull up your account.
Well, what is it anyway? I have no idea.
Yes, sir. Due to the fact on, let's see, April 13th, you paid $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a Makita drill.
Kenneth, bless. I'm going to kill my niece. She's playing with my phone.
Yes, sir. Due to the fact that I do understand that that purchase was made by your niece, what I will be able to do is refund that amount of $54.89 due to the fact that there is a non-refundable $5 fee.
So you're keeping $5 of my money anyway when I did not authorize or order this.
It was for the sweepstakes, sir, so that was a setup fee, but what I will do is refund that full amount of $59.89. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days. You also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
No, ma'am. Do you have a confirmation number for me or something?
Yes, sir. You will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email, but I can provide the cancellation number for you.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Yes, sir. That's C as in Charlie, 920-566-581.
All righty.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. You're very helpful.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.